Looking to improve your health and entirely lost on where to turn? I get it. We live in a time where the options flow endlessly at you, and we've tried so many of them, and they haven't worked, that we become jaded at even the possibility of getting healthy in our modern culture. Let's be honest, more people have anxiety and depression, more people are taking medication for it, yet our suicide risks are just increasing. We have the strongest medicine to lose weight, yet we can't even get it approved for weight loss. And we're selling it off-label on the side like it's an aesthetic fix. You can buy erectile dysfunction, hair pills, and weight loss meds without ever seeing someone who looks at your whole medical history. We live in a time that tells us we've got to learn how to feel emotions in a healthy way, yet we're saying our feelings are facts and not owning our own power in creating them. We live in a country that required In God We Trust to be on our money, yet we've written God out of the fabric of the basis of our country. We say social media is harming our children, and let's be honest, our own mental health. Yet it just grows with more and more and more attractive options because we've all bought into it. And when you look at the world we live in, how on earth do you decipher how to get healthy and be the healthy you? I'm Dr. Emily Vinzant, an obesity medicine and family medicine certified physician, a certified life and weight loss coach, and a girl who is growing in her faith. And these have been my questions over the past few years. Having been in traditional family medicine practice for almost 15 years, and then living in the weight loss world, at the time when these shots were coming up on the heels of bariatric surgery, I've lived this as a physician, and I know my physician answers. Yet they felt like they fell short. I, like so many physicians, was well-intended to help humans, but I lived in the rubrics of evidence-based that cut short of the real rubric of health. It's a system set to minimize disease, not improve health. And in that process, I found coaching, mind management, and I learned how I create feelings and how to create thoughts that served me. Yet I kept finding myself back at spaces where they'd say, "I'm not a doctor. I can't answer that." And I wanted to raise my hand and say, "I am a doctor," and I still can't answer that. Or maybe I could answer that, but it's not going to feel safe because it's not in the right boxes. And I found myself recently, 100 plus episodes into my School of Weight Loss podcast, creating a whole separate podcast about what was occurring in my life. All the things that I didn't see coming that led to an unraveling. I knew the medical world would call it depression. I knew I wasn't depressed. I know the coaching world would say, "You can control your feelings and make changes. You can create new thoughts." Yet the coaches I turned to kept bailing on me. I realized in the end that this came down to a foundational reset for me. Whether you love Brené Brown's stage that this is a developmental milestone where the universe tells you you're halfway to dead, I'm not fooling around anymore, or you turn to the Bible to say, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, do not rely on your own understanding, in all your ways know me, and I will make your path straight," or you turn to your doctor to adjust your medication doses so you can just numb out for a little bit. We all bring to the table where we turn for strength when we're just looking to get healthy. This podcast is my exploration of that. It has been a journey for me, and it's my source for my unique tools to help you explore the Healthy Me Reset at the highest level, to find spiritual health, mental health, and physical health, and pull them all together to reset the healthy me. If this is what you need, join me for the podcast. I will be exploring all aspects of the Healthy Me Reset. I needed it. You need it. America needs it. The world needs it. I'm not selling short-term supplements. I'm not chasing weight loss shots, medication dose changes, or the next coach to fix this problem. I'm resetting the healthy me, and you are welcome to join me for the ride. You just might reset the healthy you in the process.